Arena, Delta Mobile.
Moon Dave, KO4HK.
Patrick, did you survive that storm that came over?
The only thing I've got out of it was where I parked the excursion is now covered in pink flowers.
Down all over the yard. I was going out to Little Rebel, and I decided just to take the time to go ahead and pick them up now, so I don't have to stare at them for the next 3 days. But that was a gully washer indeed.
Because I was driving down Wade Hampton when that hit.
Go down a lot, so even with winch wipers going full blast.
So did you go get you some dinner, or are you on your way to get dinner?
No, she just got home from work a few minutes ago, and decided she wanted a Little Rebel. She usually gets whatever she wants.
See, everybody's happy, right?
That's how it works. Sooner you learn that, the better life gets.
Been married 28 years, so I think I'm doing okay at it.
If past the 7 or 8 or 9 year mark, you have to know that by that point in time, or you would never have made it there.
Been up to? I hadn't heard you on the radio much or around other than calling all the nets.
In yesterday and got the NVMe hard drive in today, and I've been working on building the server most of the day today. I enjoy that. I don't do that near as much as I used to, but I'm building another one. It's, you know, once the upside of technology changing so fast is the hardware that cost $3,000 or $4,000 about 5 or 6 years ago is now $300 or $400. So you can have a blast with some really nice equipment for $300 or $400.
As long as you don't want the latest stuff out there, you can have some real fun for a reasonable price.
You know, what I got now is about that old, so I was able to buy one now that I bought 6 years ago for a tenth of what I paid for the one that I've been using all this time. And it's not quite as powerful, but it's close. One's an i9, the other one's an i7. And, you know, for the difference in price from 3,000 to 300, it's significant.
And you gain minimal stuff you could even really tell a difference in that upgrade.
I took the hard drive out of it and put an NVMe drive on the motherboard. The motherboard has the capability of accepting an NVMe stick that is a terabyte. So I took the 500 gigabyte hard drive or SSD hard drive out of it and stuck that terabyte NVMe stick on the motherboard, and it doesn't even have a hard drive in it. And it's got a terabyte of capacity.
A little above my head right now, but I understand most of it.
Opened and looked at the hard drives in them, right? The computers?
Oh, yeah. I know what a hard drive is. I know what the memory and all that is, but how it all works together sometimes, I just didn't keep up with the process.
They started 5 or 6 years ago putting SD. So NVMe is a hard drive format. It's an SSD hard drive, a software hard drive instead of a hardware hard drive. That comes on a stick about the size of a slice of Juicy Fruit chewing gum, right? And they put adapters on the motherboard to do this. So if you open this up and you look around for the hard disk, you're not going to find one, because it's a stick about the size of a piece of chewing gum on the motherboard that is a whole terabyte. I mean, it's just compact as it can be.
That's the way my Surface I'm using. You got one of the Surface Pro 9, it's got a terabyte of memory in it.
I got it, and it came with Windows. I didn't want Windows, so I took the Windows drive out of it, and I put this in there, and I loaded Debian on it, you know, Linux tonight, and I'm starting to configure the database and all that stuff that'll be running on it, and that chewed up a large portion of my day. Plus, it was a down day in the stock market, and my stock skyrocketed, so it can't get any better than that.
You're having a good time at it. I don't have any stock, so I'm not worried about it.
I've been suffering for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. They've been steadily declining, and today they gained all of that back in a single day. About 3 weeks' worth of losses came back All the little sheep came home. They were out wandering in the pasture. They all came home today. Man, the wind's kicking up again. I'm behind Little Rebel. I'm seeing these trees are really swaying back here.
Pretty good storm up here at the house where I'm at. I'm getting close to the house now, and it's quite the storm moving through.
The drive-through, so if I show up missing, you know what happened to me.
That I'm getting close to the house, too, so if I drop out, that's where I'm at.
Talking to somebody sitting in this line, I rolled forward 1 foot, and I got nothing. I couldn't even trigger the repeater, the courtesy tone. It wouldn't even go off. I keyed up and let off of it. It didn't do anything.
Camp places around like
this. HF works. It's, you can move a foot and go from full scale to absolutely nothing.
Roger that. We done a little bit of touching on Tuesday night in the extra class.
Are you getting close to the end?
We did last class, and then I don't know if there's some review after that or not, but for the last chapter of the book. So we'll see. We're getting there.
If I don't talk to you about it before then, for making it through that whole class, I'm just barely picking you up now, and I'm having to move the car as the line moves, so I'm going to lose you here any minute. So I'm going to say 7-3 while I got you. KO4HKX. It's been good, W4DJW.
Dave, good to talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX, clear.